this edition of WBOI's Field Notes. Victoria Jacobson from the Journal-Gazette will join us to discuss Fort Wayne FC in the playoffs, the city swim and dive meets, and shares which Indiana natives to look out for in the Olympics. We'll also have quick hits on the Olympics, the WNBA All-Star Game, and EA Sports College Football 25. That's all next on Field Notes. Thank you for joining us this week. I'm Zach Bernard. Fort Wayne FC was knocked out of the playoffs over the weekend. The Journal-Gazette's Victoria Jacobson is here with us to walk us through exactly what happened. How did their season come to an end?
So once again, Fort Wayne FC's season ended with a game against the Flint City Bucks. They lost 2-1, and once again, it was in overtime. This time it was in the conference semifinal after they won their first playoff game ever on Friday. What was unusual this time is that Flint actually had two players sent off, so they won it with 9 men.
Wow.
It's probably not unprecedented, but it doesn't happen very often at all. So there was a big scuffle in the 77th minute. One player got sent off at that point. Another was sent off in the 93rd minute when he got his second yellow. But they were still aggressive with just 9 men on the field. They scored on a header off a throw-in in the 115th minute. And so that was the end of Fort Wayne's season, but still a productive and unprecedented season for our local team.
Locally, water sports have sort of defined the summer. The big Olympic trials took place at Lucas Oil Stadium in June. Fort Wayne now has one of the pools from that event. Last week, you set the table for this year's city dive meet, which took place over the weekend. What ended up happening?
Well, we have a new city champion. Pocahontas was the leading team in both the boys' and the girls' standings, so they get to take home both of those trophies, as well as the big prize, which is the traveling trophy for the overall winner. They ended Blackhawks' streak, which is pretty exciting because Poco has been just a couple points behind in each of the most recent city dive championships. Coach Tyler Kaiser said that there were only about 13 divers in the program 5 years ago. But that number has risen to 74 this year, and that has allowed all of those divers together help to bring home the first city dive title in Poco history.
So next up is the city swim meet, which is happening this weekend. What will you be keeping an eye on there?
All right. So in some cases, it's some of the same people. We have a fair amount of athletes who are both swimmers and divers. They do a little bit of double dipping there. Autumn Ridge is the defending swim champion, and last year they ended a 7-year streak by Pine Valley. Interestingly, I talked with Autumn Ridge coach Maddie McIntosh, and she said a surprising amount, especially of the younger swimmers, don't remember that they won last year.
Wow.
She has to remind them a little bit. But I think that just goes to show that it is a little bit of a blank slate, especially for these younger swimmers. But she also said that it's just the most fun weekend of the year, especially when you have a short memory and you can just go in there and just have a good time and do your best. There's going to be hundreds of swimmers at Helen P. Brown Auditorium this weekend.
All of these competitions are taking place as we approach the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. Opening ceremonies will take place Friday. Who should proud Hoosiers keep an eye on over the next few weeks?
All right. Well, there are 22 Olympians and Paralympians who list in Indiana Town as their hometown. So that's quite a number. We're very overrepresented in the realm of swimming. 8 are either going to be Olympic or Paralympic swimmers. The biggest name there that you all might remember is Lily King, but there's plenty of others to choose from. There's also Aaron and Alex Shackle, of Carmel. There's also Sarah Bacon of Indianapolis, who is a diver. You might remember Cole Hawker of Cathedral, he originally from Indianapolis. He qualified for the Tokyo Games and finished 6th in the 1500 that year. If you're looking for somebody a little bit closer to home, Jeff Butler lists Fort Wayne as his hometown.
All right.
He is a wheelchair rugby player. If you do want to go back into basketball, in 49 other states it's just basketball, but we know it's something different here. We do have Jackie Young, who is from right here in Indiana, in Princeton, and then played her college ball at Notre Dame.
The next episode of Field Notes that we put out will be in August, if you can believe that. And I know things will start to heat up on your schedule by then.
Yes. So August is really the kickoff to the high school fall athletic season. We have our unofficial kickoff this Friday with Football Media Day. And then we don't have much time to wait at all. High school girls golf tournaments can begin on August 5th. So I hope you all enjoyed your summer, because as far as the IHSAA is concerned, it's over.
Victoria Jacobson covers a wide range of sports for the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette. As always, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Even though the opening ceremonies are Friday, some Olympic events have already begun. U.S. men's soccer suffered a fairly devastating 3-0 loss to France. The full slate of games starts with badminton at 2:30 a.m. local time Saturday. Remember, we're subject to a pretty significant time difference from France. So if you have an athlete or a sport you want to follow the next couple of weeks, check the daily schedule and, if you can, set your DVR ahead of time or keep an eye out for rebroadcasts. If you're like me and really excited for Olympic basketball, the USA men's team will take on Serbia Sunday at the much more palatable 11:15 a.m. The USA women's team tips off against Japan Monday at 3 p.m. The national basketball audience caught a glimpse of the women's team at the WNBA All-Star Game in Phoenix over the weekend. Team USA squared off against the WNBA All-Star team, which consisted of Indy Fever stars Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah Boston, and Kelsey Mitchell. Unlike a lot of All-Star games, this one felt competitive, and the WNBA team actually took down USA 117-109, led by an astonishing performance from Dallas Wings star Arike Ogunbowale. The Olympics are set to conclude on August 11th. The WNBA season resumes on the 15th, with the Fever returning to the floor the next day at home against the Phoenix Mercury. Zach Edey's Memphis Grizzlies fell to the Miami Heat in the 2K Summer League Championship Monday. Edey continues to polarize fans and analysts. Recently, his game received endorsements from former NBA players Rasheed Wallace and Vernon Maxwell, who project him to be a monster. And that's two guys who would know a thing or two about toughness. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps are in the middle of a difficult stretch out of their short break for the MLB All-Star Game. They were swept at home by the Lake County Captains and currently trail in their series against the Dayton Dragons. They'll stay in Dayton through Sunday, then return home for a week against the West Michigan Whitecaps. Indianapolis Colts training camp has officially begun. Indy stars Joel Erickson is reporting that the team will not place throwing restrictions on second-year quarterback Anthony Richardson, who missed most of 2023 with a shoulder injury. The first Colts preseason game will be at home against Sean Payton's new-look Denver Broncos on August 11th. They'll open the 2024 season against C.J. Stroud in the Houston Texans on September 8th at 1 p.m. While the NFL is easing back into its annual schedule, football and sports fans as a whole are a little distracted by the release of EA Sports College Football 25. The game came out last Friday, but 2.2 million players were reported to have accessed the servers during early access, which is remarkable. The college football season itself begins in late August, and we'll see if the real Purdue Boilermakers will be better than my current Purdue dynasty in the game. That's all for Field Notes this week. Field Notes releases every Thursday. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts or hear segments from it at 7:44 a.m. and 4:44 p.m. on 89.1 on Thursdays. We'll see you next week. I'm Zach Bernard.
Production for Field Notes is provided by Brittany Smith. Music for Field Notes is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. You can support this podcast anytime at wboi.org/donate. You and I are listening to WBOI.